Music can make the world seem smaller. Finding out that somebody an ocean away has the same desires, fears, and hopes as you. The band Wenzo and the Shakes can really make the world smaller by bringing almost the entire planet to one single stage. The band brings life and musical experiences from several continents to their music, and they stir in influences as diverse as blues, reggae, country, and much more. The New York Times calls their live show intense and prowling. The band leader, Michael Wenzo, has been the curator for the late night sessions at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, and he's been important in the Jazz at Lincoln Center After Hours productions. Friday night, Wenzo and the Shakes will be at Walton Arts Center as part of that venue's 10 by 10 series, beginning at 8 Friday night. Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, heard each Friday night, reached Michael Wenzo recently and asked him about the influences that have formed the band's sound.
Well, I was born in Sierra Leone, in Freetown, and I was born there. I lived there till I was 10, and my mother got married to an Englishman. She was married to him for a few years. Then he passed away. We moved around a lot, me and my mother. Then really that was the period of music becoming very intimate in my life, because that changed life a lot. When my stepfather died, we changed, we moved areas, we moved house. But it also brought in a relationship with music, because I started developing a love for African-American music, also through the guidance of my godfather, who was a deep fan of American music, not just Afro-American music, but also Raylan Jennings and Burl Ives. And he had an amazing record collection. And when I lived with him, I kind of endowed myself in this record collection. And then I started slowly going and seeing the musicians play. I started checking out music really young, live music, which was great. I started, you know, at 12, I was able to see Betty Carter. I was able to see Elvin Jones. I was able to see Ray Charles. I was able to see James Brown. So I really was amassing a unique understanding of the music, because I was also being able to see these people, and then later on was able to develop relationships with some of them, especially James Brown, who, when I started going to a jazz club called Ronnie Scott's, which is very similar to the Village Vanguard in a sense of historical terms in London. I started really seeing the musicians, you know, the jazz musicians specifically, you know, and I started going there a lot and hearing the music, and that's really how it started. And then, of course, I developed as a musician. I became a musician, a singer, a trombonist too. In my teens, I was a trombonist, and I played in all types of different bands in London, Afrobeat bands, reggae bands. And then when I got to my early 20s, I decided I wanted to sing, and I put the trombone down. And then at that period, too, was when I was also asked to work at Ronnie Scott's, the place that I went to before. Well, as a kid, years later, I was asked to work there, and I started the late night programming there, which really developed a community, which Ben Winton saw when he came with Marcellus, and then that's how I got to Jazz at Lincoln Center.
He asked you to curate the late night series there, didn't he?
Yeah, I was doing a small version of what I did later on at Jazz at Lincoln Center, but I developed. You know, the late night programming, the jam sessions, and through that developed a community then, you know, really it became so much even larger.
But when I hear you mention Waylon Jennings and Burl Ives along with Betty Carter, it so makes sense to me. When I see what you have evolved to here and now, and this eclectic mashup, and we live in a world, I feel, more than ever, where things are getting mashed up because it's all out there and available to us. But you have, in some way, given voice to all of these things in a unique way that really makes sense.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, your bells are going to chime. We'll have a whopper, pull out the stopper. Get me to church on time. I got to be there in the morning. Spruced up and looking in my pride. Come and kiss me, show that you miss me. Yeah, to the church on time, if I am there.
nature of the music relies on us really, like you said, meshing the worlds together.
I'm thrilled that there are people like yourself carrying on that tradition and adding to it. And as long as we're talking about diversity, your group, the Shakes, are a remarkably diverse group of young musicians. They're from around the world. Several of your bandmates have actually performed in Northwest Arkansas, and I've had the great pleasure to spend some time with. Gabe Schneider was here with Alex Wentz and Martina Da Silva, and Matisse Picard was here with Bria Skonberg. So tell me more about the band that you'll be performing with on this tour.
When we come on this tour, you will see Matisse, of course, and you will see Gabe. Of course, Gabe is going to be with us, you know, but, you know, Gabe also has connections to, like, Hawaii, too, and Matisse also is very mixed in the world because his parents are also from the Mauritius, but he lived in Scotland. So you're going to see Vuyo, who, of course, is incredible, and then he's from South Africa. And then you have Kyle Poole, who's a great drummer that also plays with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. And he'll be with us. Russell Hall, incredible bassist that plays with almost everybody. He's from originally Jamaica. And you will see Michaela Lerman, who really is like, she's our tap dancer, but she really is like our rock, and she holds us together. And then you're going to see Ruben Fox, who's a tenor sax. He's originally from London, so he's known me from the Ronnie Scott days. So it's really a whole mesh of interweaving of connections.
Trucking on. You've been trucking on. Day and night. Night and day. Day and night. Night and day. First tag. Mood I'm in. This is a song we like to do. Bring it down. We like to say, oh, it's the mood. It's the mood I'm in now. It's the mood. M-O-O-D. It's the mood I'm in now. The mood you might be in.
It's the mood.
Morning, noon, or night. It's the mood I'm in now. It's the mood. Oh. It's the mood I'm in. I'm trucking.
Can you describe how the Shakes have evolved in the past year?
Wow. I would say this. There's a lot of great musicians that come out of the community. The Shakes is a representative of that community. And I would say that what has really changed in a sense of what we're doing is probably how our original music has evolved, and now we have more. Our music deals with a lot more of a conscious message to kind of uplift the world and to empower the world. So there definitely has been a change of intent and spiritual message to what we're doing. Before, you know, I think if you would have heard us 2 years ago, we sounded completely different. And that's what's great. We really have evolved musically.
We are the children of light, and we bestow gifts. The gifts we bring are protected and best unknown. We see that people are worried and feel all alone. And don't know which way to turn and which way to go. Protect your heart.
When we come to see you, you're going to hear our own music, but you're also going to hear how we rearranged a lot of the older music. So you might hear Fats Waller, you might hear Billie Holiday, but we're going to play it in the way we play it, which also has taken time to develop that understanding. Yeah.
We often hear how the future of this music depends heavily on attracting a younger audience. The Shakes seem to have accomplished that. I attribute part of your success from the fact that this danceability of your music is a big part of it. In fact, you mentioned you have a dancer who's really part of the rhythm section and a driving force. What is your take on the relationship not only of dance with performance, but any kind of audience engagement with performance, and also the venue and the vibe that's created. This is not chamber music. People don't sit with their hands folded in their laps. My sense is undoubtedly that you're going for engagement. That's not accidental.
Oh yeah, we have been trained to really understand and balance the art of entertainment and the art of engagement and also the art of performing. So I think a lot of it comes from, you know, socially when we listen to music together as the Shakes, when we listen to jazz, when we listen to the rhythm and blues, we're always dancing. And we always wanted to also create that environment. You know, I'm a dancer, so for me, dance has to always be part of the process of music.
Come on up, Akela. Go ahead, McKinley. Tap on that.
Michael Mowenzo and the Shakes will perform at Walton Arts Center's first 10x10 series concert Friday, September 14th in Vaughn Walker Hall, and there will be dancing. The front rows will be left out, creating a dance floor in the front of Vaughn Walker Hall. Tickets available at waltonartcenter.org. My thanks to Michael Mowenzo.
Can't you see your bass and right the review? Don't you know? She's a Thompson Dose, don't you know it? You know it. She sells it. Look at that fine girl. Look at that fine girl. Yes, indeed. Don't you know you're the one for me? Can't you see your bass and write the review? Don't you know? She's a Thompson Dose, don't you know it? You know it. She sells it. Look at that fine girl. Look at that fine girl. Yes, indeed. Don't you know you want one for me?
Mowenzo and the Shakes will be at Walton Arts Center Friday night beginning at 8. It is part of the Walton Arts Center 10x10 series, meaning most tickets are $10. There will be, as Robert mentioned, a dance floor in front of the stage for the concert, so be advised the first few rows of seating may have an obstructed view. You can find out more about the Friday night concert at waltonartcenter.org. Robert Ginsberg, by the way, can be heard hosting KUAF's Shades of Jazz each Friday night from 10 until midnight. And if you're at Mowenzo and the Shakes this Friday night and can't hear Shades of Jazz then, don't worry. You can tune into KUAF3 Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to hear an encore. Robert Ginsberg and Shades of Jazz.